said that Collie used to be done the bottom man.
The Wishmore thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about the Wishmore thing, Alan?
Biggest colliery around, do you want
it? You want to know about the Lewis Murtha?
Well, now we'll just talk about the Lewis Murtha if you want to.
Lewis Murtha was sighted where the Pioneer shopping store is on the bottom in the car park.
No.
No.
That's where Cummer Colliery was.
Oh, Cummer Colliery.
Lewis Murtha is where the Heritage Park is now, where they got a. It's like a tourist attraction. Now, there's no shaft as such there, but it's for the people who to see what the pits used to be like. They got recorded conversations of old miners in the waiting rooms and whatnot. I'm not sure of the history of the Lewis Murtha. I believe it opened in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
And
it was a big one, was it?
Yeah. And it closed in just after, not long after the miners' strike, I think. I think that was one of the pits that was on McGregor's hit list to be shut, and I don't think it caused the strike, but I think it was one of the reasons why there was the strike.
Did either of you work down a pit?
Never.
No.
Or your father?
My father worked on the pit. But
my father worked on the pit in Bedworth and Liddy Windsor and Abtrudo.
My father worked over Killeely Colliery, which was in Trebannock, which is the top of here, and that's been shut since 1938 or 39.
Up the top
of Trebannock. There's nothing left now. If you turn right at the top of Trebannock and head towards Edmundstone,
yeah.
On the left hand side there is what we call the Col. Now it's all wooded area. That is where the Killeely Colliery used to be. But like I say, that's shut in the either early 40s or late 30s.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
But what do you
want
to talk about now?
I don't know about this one. School rugby, is this 7-a-side or 8?
Oh, it's to remind you of your school days, that is. Were those happy days?
Yeah.
Well, mixed, I would say. I wouldn't say happy and I wouldn't say unhappy.
Where did you both go to school then?
I went to the senior school up in Cumber up here.
I went to St. Eilean Caerphilly. St. Eilean Comprehensive.
There was no comprehensive when I was there.
No.
It was a senior school.
Senior, yeah.
Or secondary modern, I think the term was. This looks like a lot of politicians sitting on the table, I can see.
Lord Tonopandy.
The speaker. In that mug. Familiar faces, yeah. I know that face, but I can't put a name to it.
I think they're all secretaries of state for Wales. I think that's the...
That's the connection, is it?
The connection.
I certainly don't know. I know, I'd say he was the Speaker of the House, wasn't he, Lord Tonopandy? I know his face, but I can't put a name to it.
I don't know any of the others. None at all.
I've seen his face before, I can't put a name to it. The other two.
Do they talk politics a lot down at the bar?
No, not really. I mean, the Rhondda Valley is one politics. It's Labour and that's it. I mean, you very rarely have anybody in here expressing Tory views or Liberal views, you know. It's so... It's so Labour orientated. It's not a debatable sort of area, if you know what I mean. I think Plaid Cymru is getting stronger in the area now. But I think that's more to do with local elections, local council elections, other than the main parliamentary seat, you know. So no, I can't speak for other clubs. This is a workingman's club, so therefore it's mainly a Labour club. We have got the odd Conservative club in the area, but I suppose they got the same ideas there. They only speak their own. I think if you put up too much of a fight in a Conservative club, you find yourself banned. I don't know where this is.
Don't even recognise any of it.
Looks like obviously a pit, but where is it? This one?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know either.
I don't know.
There's no saying then. This could be the one in Hopkinstown. What was it called? Lewis Murtha and T-Mowell.
That's T-Mowell, yeah. The end of T-Mowell.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, that could be it.
Yeah.
Because if you look up there, there's the chapel in Abbott.
That's right.
I think that is the one there, the house up there, that's still there. I think that is the colliery in T-Mowell, which is connected to the Lewis Murtha. I think it was just a washing plant for the Lewis Murtha.
Is it further down? Or?
It's about a mile and a half further down.
Yeah, that's gone as well, is it?
That's gone as well, yeah. That's all. There's all new houses, you don't know where this is.
That's where the road is leading up to the new houses.
That's right, remember that bridge?
Yeah.
That bridge used to lead onto the main road, didn't it? But I don't think it was a working colliery for many years. I think it was just a wash plant for the Lewis Merthyr. It was a working colliery at one time, but I mean, I don't think for 20, 30 years. I know all the people living in these houses are glad to see the back of it because they can breathe fresh air. Like I say, that's the same colliery team out. That's when they pulled it down. Now, there's a man from my village, that is from Trevano, Cliff Morgan.
Did you ever see him play?
Only on film. He was before my time, 53, 54 in his heyday, wasn't he? My father seen him play, obviously. But he's from the top of the hill up here, he is.
Yeah.
I've been to Trevannock. One of the local boys made good. That factory's no longer there either.
No, it's Dennis. Old Dennis store, isn't it?
That's AB Electronics, and that's Porth Decoratives, or what it was called then. Had so many names.
So the res at the end, up here.
I don't think that's the res, John. The res is more over here. If that's the res, it's in worse condition now. What is. It's in worse condition then than what it is now.
Yeah.
No, that's the. I would say this is dating in the early 70s, if anything, wouldn't it? Employed a lot of people at one time in that factory.
Have they been successful in bringing factories in?
No. Well, I think all the industry in the Rhondda is gone now. I mean, everybody seems to be moving. All the factories now seem to be moving close to the M4 and, you know, where they can get their products out quicker. Like, most of the factories in the Rhondda now are gone. The biggest factories, like the Polycos and that, where they used to employ probably a couple of thousand Polycos, probably only employing over 100 to 150.
What's their own Porth now?
In factory sense?
Yeah.
You've got Beatus, you've got a Remploy factory, which is just further down from that one, and then there's small units then. But other than that, there's no factories. There never was many in Porth. I mean, there's never been a big, it's more or less always been up the valleys.
What about Thomas and Evans? When did that finish?
Oh, I don't know. I can't ever remember it opened. Probably was when I was a child, but
It's still there, isn't it, the building?
Oh, yes.
What about that place?
He was the maker of Corona Pop.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
you
don't see Corona Pop around here anymore. I mean, it's nationwide now, isn't it? And he got his statue in the park over there. This one is the King and Queen, or the Queen Mother, as we know her now, isn't it? King George VI. Probably during the wartime, you know, where she was visiting Wales or it. It looks like a Welsh chapel behind it, doesn't it? But there.
Yeah. There's not much to go on with there, is there?
I wouldn't
to
say
what that. If it was Anna Street at all.
If you notice, the policeman have got three feathers in his hat, so he must be a Welsh policeman, isn't he?
Alan Wilson.
Who says that was Alan?
Oh.
I don't know where he is. Either. David Davis of the Rhondda and Mr. Emrys Jones, Secretary, Labour Party, Wales.
That's something to do with the co-op movement as well,
isn't it? Is it? One of the founders of the British Cooperative Movement. Victor Feather, TUC, Mr. David Davis, if you've read them, haven't we?
Why have all the co-ops closed now? They used to be strong in
Rhondda. They've all changed over. They're part of a conglomerate called Pioneer or Summerfield stores, all one conglomerate now.
And is that still based on the cooperative principles?
No, there's no co-op as such now.
They got a bank, I mean, the co-op bank is still. I think it's one in Tonopandy, but I don't think it's a major branch. But as John said, the co-op now is more or less. Leo's was co-op, wasn't it?
Yeah, Leo's is the pioneer.
I think they're more of a profit making concern now, other than, you know, a cooperative of.
Not the same principles as they were founded.
Well, no, I don't think he could survive on them principles, could he? Not in today's. We've got here Prince Charles, I don't know, he's meeting some mayoress, I would think. Where, I don't know. probably close to his investiture, was it 1969?
Come on.
No, I don't know a lot about that one. Tommy Farber, I recognise him anyway. But in the British Empire, they have a boxing championship.
Everyone recognises him, but I mean, it's a fair time ago now, Tommy Farber.
Yeah, we've seen photos of him, haven't you?
Before you were born.
Oh, definitely. Christ, I.
Local, anything to do with somebody local seems to stick in your mind anyway.
Everyone recognises that photo.
Tommy Farber, yeah. I don't think he lived in the Rhondda perhaps for 40 years. He went to live in Slough, didn't he? Up in England. Yeah, they did an interview with him on the telly, and I remember him saying he was living in Slough. Because when he got off the train, he seen Lloyd's Bank, and he thought there was a lot of Welshmen living in the area because they owned banks there. That's.
Lord Tonopandy.
Tonopandy, that's when he was leader of the House, everything, was he? Or Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House.
Yeah. I believe he's living back up here somewhere. I don't know where in Donovanny, but I think he's local, isn't he?
Is he?
I think he is, yeah.
He says a lot of the Rhondda special school as well.
What's that
then? It's a school for physically and mentally handicapped children. They come out of the government sector. They're funded solely by the school itself, fundraising or whatever. At the moment, they're fundraising for a new hall. The school isn't big enough, so they fundraising with badges or whatnot.
This is a photo, aerial photo of Anna Sear, everything leading up to the Tylers down up there. That's what it looks to me. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an old pit there, I don't know what pit it was. Donkeys as old as it looks like. Look at Tylers down tip, it's working now. Look, it's still got the coal on it. Found by North Forestry. Yeah. That's Mount Pleasant over here, isn't it?
Yeah.
That must be a few years old, that photo, I think. This one, I haven't got a clue. I wouldn't like to see where it is. Is it local? You don't know, do you?
I think it's the other valley.
It's the other valley.
I want to see the other valley, but you have to see the Bach. Somewhere, Watchtown or somewhere.
I never been. Like I say, this is probably way before my time again.
Ferndale or somewhere up there.
Yeah, somewhere from that area would have a better idea.
Miskin Road Trialo.
I think John could tell you more about Trialo. He lives up there, no?
Yeah, I moved up there about 2 years ago. This road here, there's a grocery shop this side of the road opposite here. Just behind this row of houses, on the bottom now is behind you is Leeks. There's a lot of steps between the two terraces there. The steps go down towards Leeks and the Paddy's Goose there. So Paddy's Goose is a pub down behind the terrace. Further along this way down is onto the new houses they built just the side of the railway line.
And have they got big gardens at the back?
These three-story houses is. There's not a very big garden as such, no. They're not very big. Some of them are well maintained, some of them are not.
This is our Catholic shrine up in Penrith, isn't it? See,
yeah.
Llanapere Hospital, but there's a road leading here. If you just up on Porth, but there's a path they call the Parish Road Path, and it leads right up to this shrine. And apparently, as the saying goes, before the Rhondda was ever developed into a mining, it was heavily forested, you know.
Yeah.
All that went when the pits come for, you know, pit props and all the rest of it. And that road, or that path, led all the way to Cardiff in seclusion through these woods, because that, you know better than me, Catholics wasn't exactly, in certain parts of our history, like Catholics wasn't welcome, were they, in certain areas. But that's what they reckon. It was a secluded path going right all the way to Cardiff from here.
So it was very old then, that?
Oh, yeah, that would go, there was monks up there at one time, wasn't there? There was a monastery there at one stage. I would imagine they had any problems in the Rhondda, because I couldn't imagine there was anybody here in the end days. They weren't mining coal, as a sure thing. Mid Rhondda Marchers, I think that's Tonopandy, is it? Or people from Tonopandy. 1936, House of Commons. Oh, they're outside the House of Commons. That's all I can say, they walk a long way. probably most of them ended up in Spain fighting for the
yes.
The international.
Glenn Houston.
These are both Tonopandy boys, isn't he? One of them is dead now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Glenn Houston.
Glenn is dead, is he?
No, the
other one. Donop, yeah, I thought he was Donop, like Glenn is still alive.
I met him in Portugal.
Donop.
Yeah.
He had a villa out there, didn't he? Didn't he spend his last days out there?
Yes, he built a house on the side of a mountain, absolutely isolated.
Was it?
Yeah.
But he was, the both of them were famous, but he was more famous when he acted in more films, I think.
Any cinemas left now in town?
No, the one in Port, the one in Port turned into a bingo hall years ago.
There's a small one in, called the Phoenix in
Tom Pentra. And then there's the Park and Dead in Treorchy, and that's the only two.
Yeah.
And then the Municipal have opened up again in Pontypridd, but that's only lately, isn't it?
Why are they all closed down then?
Well, I think silly thing, I don't understand it really. There was no videos around in them days. They just people wasn't going to the cinema. What they blamed it on was the television, wasn't it? And yet now there's a revival in the cinema, and even though there's videos out.
Yeah.
You know, more cinemas are opening now, and yet people got more chance of watching the latest films on video. But I think what it was, people wanting to play bingo more, and they wanted to watch the cinemas, and I suppose they. To get the top films, they had to have people going there and paying the top money, didn't they? So they weren't running. What I would have thought is they should have had cinema, say, 2 days a week, and had they bingo the other 5 days of the week, like, didn't they? But
they could have done that, couldn't they?
We had a film shows here every Monday for quite a few years, didn't we, John?
That's right, yeah.
Charging, we had a proper cinema.
One in the club, yeah.
Yeah, upstairs.
Yeah,
did all the top films,
yeah.
And we had quite a response, and you know, I was only charging 50 pence to come in.
Yeah.
But with the you can have a pint of beer with it as well. Well, you know, not many cinemas you can have a drink and watch a film, like.
That's the rear of the Lewis Murtha, you know that is.
That's the Lewis, yeah.
Yeah, train tracks around the other side. Yeah. That's the only one that's standing out this side, you know, it's the children's play area, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've done a lot of work now this side where they can drop down the old shaft or something, isn't it? This side or the other side?
Well, it's hardly recognisable now, is it? I mean, that's all you can recognise now is these two features when you pass now, which is what they call the heritage part now. There's a chapel just up on the brow by you, about 200 yards away from the club. It's the oldest chapel in the Rhondda. It's where there was a community living by you long before the pits were ever formed, you know.
Where's this now?
Just
up the road here now.
Yeah, go up by here now. As you come into the club, instead of going right towards Porth, go left.
Yeah.
And there's only about 100 yards on the left-hand side.